Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to the show, episode number 16. Welcome to the Man Cave. My name is Tony Smith, as always, with the professor, Brandon Crowd. How you doing, sir?
Sir, how are you?
Doing good, man.
Excellent.
Doing good.
Excellent.
Another great week.
It was another great week of racing. Yes. Yes.
That wasn't so bad.
No. I'll take it.
Man, I like some good short track racing anyways. I'm
beating and banging, man.
Man, I like it. You know,
that was my motto before I got married.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'll be here all week. All right.
Tip your weight staff.
Man, that's like a carryover from Saturday night, man. You were feeling no pain.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, Saturday was great.
Yeah.
Sunday sucked ass, man.
Moving a little slow.
Dude, I couldn't move. Like, I barely was able to make it from the bed to the man cave in one piece and watch the race. And then after the race, WrestleMania. You all know I'm a wrestling boy, so I had to watch WrestleMania.
We got a lot of fans that are also wrestling.
Yeah, we do.
Kids,
it was cool. I was going back and forth with them a little bit. Once the words stopped blurring on the screen, I was able to tweet a little bit more.
So let me. What did you give up for Lent then? Because it clearly wasn't vodka.
No. Oh God. No. You know, a couple years ago, I tried to give up vodka Red Bull, and I made it 1 year, and then the. Last year I made it about halfway. So I always do two or three things just in case one fails. So I gave up Coke and pop. I haven't had a pop,
soda,
depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
Coke. Yeah, so that's been good so far. So yeah. Did you do anything?
I same thing I do every year. Yeah. I gave up sex. So
wow.
Not by choice. But just seems to work out that way, you know.
Wow. We're either going to gain a few with this one or lose a few with this one.
Well, no, but here's the thing: is like if you got to take a shot and make it a layup, right? This doesn't have to be like a 3-point shot, right, to qualify.
No. Well, there'll be some 3-point shots going on tonight.
There will be.
Yeah. I already won one bracket.
Yeah, I've got North Carolina in one of my brackets as well. So we are obviously we're recording a little bit early this week.
Yes.
I'll be out of town the rest of the week, so it's Monday night.
It is Monday.
In the afterglow of Martinsville.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, man, I so want to go there.
Yes.
And who was it that was there? Lori.
Lori was there. Yes, the NASCAR Nurse 88. I think
the funnest
is her
nurse,
Twitter
not
name.
The funniest nurse. I Yeah, autocorrect got me a funniest. She corrected me. She's not the funniest. She's the funnest.
Yes. Yeah.
So
no,
my apologies,
she was there. That would be a lot of fun to go to. I think, and we've talked about this next year, whether we skip Eldora next year or skip the second Michigan race, we need to travel for a race next year.
Yeah, and we will. Yeah, next year. Next year for sure. Yes, we'll expand our boundaries.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm looking forward to going back to Eldora and certainly Michigan's home.
Absolutely.
Track, so,
absolutely.
We got to be there. So
yeah.
Big week this week.
Tony, this is a record-breaking week for the Lap Traffic Podcast.
And we can't do it without you guys.
No,
this is amazing.
Thank you.
This is really great stuff.
Over 400 downloads on the new show, and people, I think we got a lot of new followers over the last couple of weeks, and I think people have gone back and binge watched because we hit over 1,000 total downloads for the week.
Which is remarkable. And now we've cleared the 5,000 barrier. So, in guys, this is crazy. Like 5,000 people have, you know, they downloaded our show. We just started this like a couple months ago going, I don't know who's going to listen. I mean, there's just Brandon and I sitting in the man cave looking at each other, and now it's over 5,000.
When we pre-record, because we pre-recorded the first three to get them up, and I remember joking when we were doing that, saying, oh, maybe there's three people listening to this right now, and I'm blown away by the support and the amount of people that are listening.
The kind words and everything.
Absolutely.
That's what keeps us going,
too. Oh, my
too.
God. It's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so. We do appreciate you guys, and hopefully you guys are having fun along the ride because we're having a ball.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. So,
Tony, what do we got today, my man?
Well, we got, obviously, we're going to recap Martinsville, talk about the stage winner, fantasy updates. Fantasy is becoming one of my favorite topics.
Very cool. Not for me, but for everybody else.
Of course, fifth installment of Crew Chief Corner, and we got lots of stuff to talk about. So yes, you want to jump right into
Hold on. Oh. I need to take a drink from my sippy cup. Hashtag sippy cup. That's literally, I am. Side note, Saturday at the bar, I tweeted out a picture of me with a rubber sippy cup lid on top of my glass there because I had the computer there. So it was a requirement that
We were actually working. And he had the laptop there, and I said, "You better do something with that thing."
So I had a rubber sippy cup.
Top yeah, they sell them. They sell them on Amazon.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah,
like what isn't on Amazon? Well,
seriously.
Right?
So that travels with me anytime I got the laptop. That it's in the laptop bag. So we got the sippy cup rolling down here in the man cave.
Yeah, good
stuff. All right, now we can get into it.
All right, now we can. Okay, good.
Clear. So clear. Yeah. Clear.
Clear all around.
Clear. Take what you need.
Yeah. So, Martinsville, truck race.
Dude.
Good race.
So good to have the trucks back this week.
I want to make a blanket statement about Martinsville.
Okay.
So, I was going back and forth on Twitter with the Orange Cone, our buddy, and he
guys
said...
Guys had Twitter for 2 weeks, and now he's, like, superstar out there.
My Twitter handle still has that new Twitter handle smell.
It does.
Okay, yes. But I'm doing okay.
I was telling you before we hit record that I was really impressed with your presence.
It's just texting,
on the Twitter.
Man. So, but anyways, but no, so the Orange Cone said something actually after the race yesterday, and he said, "Man, I sure am glad that NASCAR only goes to short track 6 times a year because we wouldn't want to subject people to this every week."
It would be horrible. I don't know if we could contain ourselves.
That was amazing.
It's great racing. It was, both races were phenomenal.
And when you're there, the thing is, you're only seeing what the camera's going. There's guys beating, banging in 28th place and 14th place and, all over the track, and they're fighting just as hard as the leaders are.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine what it'd be like seeing the entire track with all that going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So Chase Elliott maybe steals a W. With that one, but and he won stage one, and Johnny Sauter won stage two. The trucks are off again next week, Tony, which I'm kind of sad about.
Yeah, but that's okay. We got Infinities at Texas. That's all right.
I want to give two honorable mentions for the race yesterday. Saturday truck race. Brett Moffitt brings it home in sixth.
Beautiful run.
He ran a cup a couple times. He even ran, I think, cup at Michigan a couple years ago. He had a ride. And not the most funded team, and I'm not sure how well his truck ride is funded, but that was a solid finish for him. And also, honorable mention to the 10th place finisher of the truck race, Ryan Truex, who I just have a little tie to with their PR guy, David Pruitt, who I've gotten to know over the years, and very good guy. So I've been rooting for them, and so I was glad to see them bring home a top 10.
So
there.
For me, the guy that I was rooting for and was one of the coolest guys. So when we got to spend some time with these guys at Eldora last year, who the coolest guy you talked to, who was?
Travis Quappel.
Okay, and Matt Crafton. Right,
yeah.
those guys are really cool. The other guy that was really cool was Cody Coughlin.
Yeah.
The Jegs truck, right?
Yep.
And he started there. He was 2 laps down. And until turn 4 of the last lap, he was running 11th and got tangled up with, I think it was the 29. Finish up hard. But he's spawning. He went back to 19th, I think. But from 2 laps down, he fought his way back. So
nice.
So there, he's sponsored by there's Hot Rod. Anybody that's ever bought a hot rod part or car, anything for their race car or whatever, Jegs, J-E-G-S.
I'd say they follow us on Twitter, actually.
They do, right? Yeah. So, and anyways, when I met Cody, I said, as much stuff as I bought for my cars through your stuff, I'm like, I got to feel like I've at least bought a couple sets of tires or something, right? And he stands up, he stood up, and he high-fived me. He goes, "That's badass, man."
That's awesome.
So he's a good guy.
Very cool.
But he worked hard. He worked real hard out there. So, but now I got a question for you.
Yes.
So Chase Elliott wins.
Yes.
So When does it get old? I think we're all okay with Chase because he's still young and he's still kind of the new guy.
Yes.
When does it get old for you when he went down two steps now, down to the trucks?
Yes. Well, so I don't believe he's got much on his schedule as far as truck. Again, I know he's got a couple Xfinity races still to go. It's funny you say that because I was thinking about that and how hypocritical I am because you're right. I'm okay with that. And I was okay with Larson winning.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah. You know, I guess until winning for them becomes a consistency in either the truck or the Xfinity series. Or I guess maybe like when you hit that 5-year mark, maybe like. You know, I guess if once you hit the fifth year in Cup, like,
but it's strange,
you're a senior.
Right?
Yeah,
but no, it's strange. Like everybody, oh my gosh, hey, Kyle, get out of the Xfinity car,
right?
Hey,
geez,
give somebody else a break.
Yeah,
but Chase is he's double dipping a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give him a pass for another minute.
Yeah, no,
but if he's going to make this a regular occurrence,
sure. I'm taking because you and I have both complained about this over the last couple of weeks in terms of you know the Cup guys. Running Xfinity, and you know, we talked about it right after Phoenix, which was the first Xfinity race stash for cash this season that didn't have the big names in it, and what an awesome race that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the
racing
can be great without them out there, and that's, I think, why some people like the truck race so much, because the big names aren't in there as often, or you don't have as many of them running it. I get it. I sound hypocritical, so I'm... You know.
No, I was just curious because I'm in the same boat, and I think a lot of people are.
Sure,
but
sure. You know, if let's put it this way: if Kyle Busch had won on Saturday, we'd probably be bitching right now.
Yeah,
you know, and it's Chase Elliott. Well, he's only in his second year, so he doesn't seem or feel like a Cup regular yet.
Right.
You know, so I get it. You know, like you said, you know, we'll see how often and how much he does it, and then it'll probably grow old. You know.
Right.
So, Tony, Christopher Bell, with about 15 laps to go, ended up spinning while trying to lap a car while in the lead, which let Chase move in for the win.
Yeah, those are tough ones, man. You know, here's the thing is we are the Lap Traffic podcast,
yes.
And there is, you know, when you are lap traffic in there, and they were waving the flag to those guys.
Here's the thing.
It gets confused. People refer to that typically as the passing flag.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, from going through driver schools and everything, it is not the passing flag. Okay. That's telling you that you're being approached from behind by a faster car. It in no way means you have to get out of their way. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you saw there. I don't have to move. If you want around me, buddy. Get around me.
Yep.
There's a lane.
He tried to. And, you know.
And I like Christopher Bell.
I do too. You know,
that guy on dirt is ridiculous.
Yes. Yep.
Holy jeez.
You know, just maybe a product of, you know, some inexperience, you know, racing, you know.
And that's part of it.
Yeah.
Close quarters, you know.
I guarantee if he redid it and had the opportunity to go back out there and start from lap 16, he races it a little bit differently.
Sure.
You know, so
yeah, that's a tough way to lose that, you know, lessons learned and won't happen twice.
Absolutely,
you'll handle it differently.
And then Tony, what do you think about the whole issue with Johnny Sauter with the ending of stage two when the caution came out?
Yeah,
and
that was
pit
bad.
Road wasn't open.
I think NASCAR even came out today and said, "Yeah, that was our screw up. That won't happen again." That was tough.
Steve O'Donnell on. The morning drive on Sirius this morning came out and said, yeah, our bad.
Because he'd already gone by the orange square.
Yeah. Right? That was unfortunate, you know. And, would he have been able to hold on for the win? Possibly, you know. So did NASCAR take that win away from him? You know, it's tough to say, but he definitely has a valid point.
Yeah, he took a hit on that one. And Martinsville's tough. Place to pit anyways. I mean, man, do you see some of those pit boxes? I mean, they're so like Logano, his guys came out, they jumped out early. Well, they're around a corner. He comes around a corner, and you got to try and, you know, kind of guess when the car is going to be there.
Well, you know, and now with the stricter technical aspect for policing those types of things. You know, yeah, if you're on a corner at a place like a Martinsville on a pit box, yeah, you can't see the drive, you know, and your spotter's counting you 10 away to get into the box, you know, so that's hard for the pit crew to just, you know, hey, when do we go?
Right. You know, like, well, and you just step over, you know, half a second early, and they got hit there. So tough place. So when Johnny got hit with that, that certainly didn't help.
Yeah. There are a lot of speeding penalties, too, between both. And I tweeted out before the truck race on Saturday, you know, pit road speeds 30 miles an hour. I'm like, that's like driving through a school zone, man.
It is.
Like,
that's crawling that's in slow. Your streetcar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if, and you go from, you know, standing on the gas all day to doing that. That's a tough one.
Yes, sir.
But, no, good race though.
Got
good
anything race. Else there for the truck?
Man, I whatever. I like the trucks. I like I like the short track stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's a good product, and I want to see more of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Now I do like the fact like the Xfinity now that I think it'll grow more drivers with the Xfinity package being more similar to the Cup.
Yeah.
I think that'll help the drivers. But anyways. Yeah. I'm a truck guy.
Truck guy. Tony.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Somebody called that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, that was me. Yeah. And I know you were sitting there. I know you were sitting on the couch going, when Brad's leading, it's about 5 to go, you're going, spin, 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 spin. I know you
well,
are.
I was. I'm not even going to lie. But then my alternative would have been Kyle Busch, which wasn't going to, you know, so I'm like, when they were racing hard there at the end, I'm like, oh, please take each other out. Yeah. Take them. Just knock your mock both out.
But
come
did
on.
You notice, and they actually referenced this on the broadcast, that Brad Keselowski's car was clean as a whistle.
It was clean.
Clean. And that's almost impossible to do. That's like Matt Crafton at Eldora.
Yeah, right. To it.
Right?
Looked like
there was
the car was just
one
waxed.
Truck. Yeah, it looked like it was just waxed. The rest of them looked like they just dragged them out of the junkyard.
Yep. Yeah, no, totally. No, nice that, you know, he raced a good race.
Yep.
You know, so whatever.
Truex started off good.
But
kind of faded a little
did.
Bit.
He Larson did. Faded too after starting on the pole.
Really faded.
Yep.
That surprised me that he went that far back.
Yeah. And Chase Elliott wins another stage. Well, Truex won stage one, which he's won four stages so far.
Yeah,
the most out of anybody.
But I just thought, as well as he ran in stage one, that he would be more of a factor later on
totally.
In the race.
Yes.
Yep. You know,
Let's see here. Elliot, stage two, thanks to Stenhouse.
What'd you say? Hello. Oh,
that's the move of the year.
Yeah,
I'm calling it right now. That's the move of the year, and we got 30 races to go.
Yeah,
that's the move
Stenhouse
of the year. Right there.
Said you got by me, but I want my lap back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting that lucky dog back, and I'm starting stage two
on
the lead lap.
Yes. And he didn't want to be on our show. That's okay.
It's yeah, fine. It's okay. It's all fine. Right, be like it's that. Fine. That's
we'll,
cool.
We'll get him.
That's all right.
Truex wins stage one, Chase stage two. Truex has four stage wins so far. Harvick has three, and then Chase has two wins. So if you would have asked me at the start of the season who I thought would be leading with stage wins, it would not have been Truex. Probably not even Harvick. I probably would have said Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch would have the most stage wins this far in, and I am wrong.
No, hey, they, they've been running well. It's truthfully true. I just thought, like I said, they kind of faded.
Yes,
not they had a bad day, but I mean, I thought they were going to be up there, staying up.
Chase ended up with he finished, I think, third or fourth, but Truex did not, or I'm sorry, Truex didn't, and Larson ended up fading there too.
Yeah. So that surprised me a little bit, but that was...
Your boy picked up Ford's first win at Martinsville in 15 years, Tony.
Yeah, that was it's been a little bit of a dry spell. And I don't know if you know, so I read before that Edsel Ford, from the Ford family, was pace car driver.
Oh, no shit.
At Martinsville.
Nice.
And in Victory Lane, he came up and congratulated Brad, and Brad leaned over to him, and you could barely hear him, but he said, are you glad you stuck around for the race now?
That's so awesome.
That was.
That's funny.
That was pretty cool.
That's funny.
But random fact about Ford winning.
Ooh.
Because
fun fact?
Yeah, yeah. So we always talk about Greg Biffle, right?
Love Greg.
Yeah. So, but the last time that Ford won was the race before Greg Biffle started racing for Ford.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 15 years goes by. Greg Biffle's out of the car. Ford wins. First race back to Martinsville. They win. Strange, right?
That's crazy.
It is weird. No,
that's funny.
No conspiracy, no whatever.
But took facts the words out of my mouth, Tony.
Facts are facts. I knew where you were going. I knew.
The wheels were spinning. You could see the smoke coming out of the headphones.
Yeah, exactly. I know you. I get it. Facts are facts.
Yes, sir. Tony, I think we've covered the fact that we thought this was the most exciting race of the year.
I loved it. Yeah.
And also, I think NASCAR is very happy with how the stage finishes played out at Martinsville. They were racing like it was three to go, and they still had 75% and 50% of the race to go, and these guys were racing hard for these points.
You look at the end of stage one. You watch those last couple laps leading at the end of stage one.
Yep.
You tell me stage racing doesn't work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, sorry, buddy.
I was all about it.
You know the other one that as somebody tweeted out a picture of the grandstands?
Yeah.
And they said, because I had read other things that said, oh, the grandstands are only 60% full. And they're taking pictures of it. I go, well, whoever said this isn't they're not very good at math or don't understand fractions or some percentages or something. I don't know, but because the place was full.
It was full. It was full. Now, were there some empty seats? Sure. But you want to know what?
They were out eating Martinsville hot dogs.
Well, they were eating some hot dogs. And I would guarantee with the race we had at Martinsville, when they go back during the chase, that place is sold out.
Yep.
I will call that now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Tony, did you see Ryan Blaney? Dude was on a mission,
man. He was like a lunatic out
there,
man. Good
Lord. It literally, the way he was driving through the field reminded me of how I cheat when I play my NASCAR game on my PS4.
When you're hitting people.
Well,
and
I shut the damage off and I just am like
just start
bouncing
shoving people.
Yeah, literally. only dude was moving yesterday.
Yeah, he had a good run.
Yes, he did. He had a real good run. Got caught up there in that last.
Yeah, in that last one, and he ended up back in 25th, which is kind of a shame because he ran better than that.
Yes.
But I'll tell you who. So the guy that I thought had a really, really good run, and I'm super happy about, it was 21st, but it was a 72 of Cole Whit.
Yeah.
You know, his car was clean. Again, he just kept his fenders on it, kept his cool, and kept digging. And that's a guy that, you know.
Well, and that just goes to show you, Martinsville is a race that is it's a race of the race car driver, not the car. Yeah. And that just shows you the boy's got some talent and who knows what he could do with some proper equipment.
Right.
But yeah, no, he raced a car. He raced a race yesterday.
Yeah, and
that
he
really
ran
good.
Hard, but he ran clean. And,
yeah.
You know, but it's really hard at Martinsville. And I mean, obviously it's close quarters and everything. Here's the other added aspect of it. And you only saw it a few times in the race, but when you come into the corners, there's a curb on the left hand side. It's not grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's grass on the other side, but so you go in there and there's a car leaning on your right and you're turning, you hit that curb and it shoots the car to the right a foot and into the car next to you.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. I mean, it's going to bounce it over there. So there's just this added little twists in there. Like we're going to make this a little bit harder and put these curbs in.
Well,
here.
And speaking of that and getting into other cars, we had a lot of tires go down yesterday, but not the result of the tire itself. It was a result of the beating and banging out there. That was probably the best tire, I think, from a compound stance that Goodyear brought.
I thought it was held up a lot better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. Because at one point, I think there was a restart with about 10 laps to go. It was 15 laps to go. And I texted you and I said, staying out is a really terrible idea.
Yep.
Right now. But I was wrong.
Yeah.
The tires held up fine. Usually those guys stay out and they get run over.
Now, I wonder what some of it had to do with, you know, we've been to a lot of hot races this year. And I literally mean temperature-wise, and with hot track temps. it was a little cooler at Martinsville than what they've raced at.
So that'll help the tires last a little bit longer.
I wonder if that helped in terms of, you know, the beating issue and all of that.
Yeah, but they're not going to melt down quite as hard. Yeah. You get a little ambient temperature, track temperature's down.
Yep.
Stuff so, like that. That'll help.
Curious.
Yeah.
Martinsville race, you would expect to see Jimmy Johnson, Denny Hamlin up there. And, man, those guys were non-factors.
No. Well, Jimmy didn't run bad.
No.
Where he ended up 15th, I think, but
he didn't lead a lap.
No, sir.
You know, like Denny Hamlin. You know, they both started to creep up there a little bit, and then, you know, they had some issues. But I tell you what, I'm done relying on what I think should happen when it comes to picking a DraftKings lineup.
The whole thing's out the window. Everything that we've known is gone. I'm telling you,
I've never had since Daily Fantasies come out with NASCAR. This is the worst start I've ever had. Right, you know, I'm winning, you know, millions by any means. But
there's no more looking on other people's paper. You have to do your own work now, Professor.
Please, please. So I'm throwing my notebook out the window when it comes to picking daily.
You don't try and look on my notebook.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay? I'm gonna have my like trapper keepers like propped up around my desk so you can't see my stuff.
That's funny. Tony, like I said, I'm calling it right now. Stenhouse had the move of the year on Kyle Busch there to stay on the lead lap. Man,
I like that. That was very cool. But you know, the Stewart Haas guys are still struggling.
Oh.
Speaking of Ford, another Ford team there, but
seriously.
So like Fenway, I mean, honestly, better.
Yeah.
A lot better. They've been consistently running pretty good.
Yeah, well,
But Stewart Haas guys seem to be regressing for a minute here.
Yeah.
And
we're not even talking about Danica. I mean, she's performing as expected. So, but, you know, when we talk about Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, who would have thought Clint Bowyer would be the staple of Stewart Haas Racing six races in?
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, and Kevin just can't get a handle on it.
No.
You know, the last few weeks and now, really struggling.
To be honest, it's hard for me to say, all right, is he having a hard time getting a hold of it, or is it issues from a, you know, beating and banging standpoint? Because last race at, drop of the green flag
he
and
knocked,
his car
knocked
got
the front end of the car in. Yeah.
And this week at Martinsville, car was beat up from, So I really look to Texas as really being a regroup to see, all right, you know, if he gets a top 10, all right, fine, we're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, but if he struggles at Texas, you know, then maybe, yeah, there's a little regression going on here maybe or something.
Yeah, And, you know, you're right about Danica, but, you know, I want to be clear, and I feel like it's only fair to say it. Like, clearly, you know, everybody knows Danica and all that stuff. But I am 1,050% for – I want to see 10 women racing in here. I want to see a lot more diversity, and I wish we saw more of it, you know – diversity coming through the ranks.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against,
it's just humorous to rip on the fact that, she's going to have a great, you know, and it's the same finishes every year.
She's just got to fire another crew chief and everything will be fixed.
Yeah.
And she's been through every crew chief in the garage and you know, their results are the same. But and we all know that stuff. It's not, this isn't breaking news, but I just know, it isn't like I'm bashing on, you know, anything like that. I would love to see more competitive. I really would.
Yeah. And they're out there.
I'll tell you what, there was a girl when I got into, you know, local road racing, right?
Yeah.
Right here in Detroit, Waterford Hills, probably one of the fastest, because we had some national champion guys running out there. But right in that front pack was a girl that was like 23 years old driving a Corvette, and I mean she was fast. And she had to go to other tracks, and they would take her first name off the car, and so it just had her last name above the door. On the entrance sheet, it would just be her. It would just have her first initial and the last name, because guys would. They'd find out it was a girl, and they tried taking her out.
So
it was kind of a crappy deal, but she was fast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tony, for a minute there, I thought we were at Talladega. We had the big one.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, we've seen some cars get collected before, but that just seemed like an obscene amount of cars get piled up in one wreck.
That was I-85 in Atlanta. Traffic jam right there. Yeah.
Ouch. Woo.
I'm sure. Hopefully, Sherwin, that's not your way home there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, our friends at PETM. That's their. That's right in their backyard.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. That's going to take a while to fix.
That's going to take a long time to fix.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yes, sir.
That stinks.
Tony, you mentioned it a little bit ago, but Brad and Kyle were literally racing hard and rubbing a lot for about 25 laps.
They were really pushing each other hard, which was cool, though, because
cool.
You knew that they were both driving at 10 tenths.
Yes.
I mean, they were squeezing everything out of those cars, and then you saw Brad just said, all right, I'm just going to lay on your bumper for a while and let you watch your mirror.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear you down.
He literally was on his bumper like
totally
hard.
Yeah.
And I was waiting because it wouldn't have surprised me had, like you had said, you know, Kyle gotten into the curb and both of them wrecked because of
how it could have happened real easy.
I don't know if you saw it, but I sent out a tweet. I'm like, are we going to see another scuffle on pit road after this?
Yeah,
I almost kind of wanted to, like,
sure.
Oh, this would be fun to see because Brad would have probably.
Yeah.
Laid a smackdown.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, but they were racing that hard. I mean, it wouldn't have taken much at all for either one of those guys to go around.
And that was fun to watch.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun to watch, and I can't wait for Bristol. I can't wait for the road courses between the stages and the racing that we saw at Martinsville yesterday.
I'm so looking forward to those two races.
Oh, it's going
to
be fantastic.
So, you know, Bristol, my favorite, and I'll probably say it again when it's the week of Bristol. My favorite Bristol quote was by, remember, Jeremy Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He was racing like Penske. He said, racing at Bristol is like racing inside of a dryer. He said, when you race inside of a dryer, you're bound to lose a few socks. Okay, so
<That's>
I thought that was a great analogy there, but I'm looking forward to all that too. So
Denny and Danica, they were getting into each other a little bit there.
Danica was pushing and shoving with a few people back there.
And then,
but her car was pretty clean. She didn't tear it up.
Denny's tire started going down and wheel hopped a little bit, and that's what got him into her rear quarter panel and spinning the two of them out.
Yep.
Dinger and Buescher, man, they were
finally JTG.
Yeah,
back. That's much better. But you know, it didn't surprise me though that Dinger's a pretty good short track racer.
Yes,
but because there's a lot of similarities between short track racing and road racing.
Yeah,
where you got to be real easy on the brakes and you got to feather that throttle coming out of the corner. You can't just stand on the gas and blow your tires off. You got to save those tires. And so a lot of like low speed corner stuff. So that translates over to a road racer. So didn't surprise me a lot that he was up there, but Buescher was right there too.
Yep.
I think they finished like 6th and 11th or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
Tony, interesting note. Since Daytona, we haven't had a full field.
I noticed that too.
39 cars since Daytona, and then yesterday we had 38.
Yeah, it's like 36 at Texas now or something. Or?
No, that Texas has a full 40 on the entry list. Yeah,
okay.
But I was surprised yesterday to see only 38, with it being so close. To home base basically.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have, cost as much in terms of travel and all that. You know, I know a lot of guys. They were talking on the radio. You know, they drive home. And come back each day because it's only about an hour and a half drive or whatever they were saying. So I was surprised that we didn't see a full field yesterday at Martinsville. I wonder if that's going to be a product of, a thing to come in terms of not having full fields.
It could be. It's expensive, they keep changing the rules and the body styles and all of that stuff. Doesn't stay static long enough for a small team to build a car to meet the specs, they tear it up, and they don't have enough money to build another one.
Yeah.
It gets really difficult. I mean, this sport just overall is just so expensive. There's an old saying in racing that says if you want to make a small fortune in racing, start with the large one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's how you start with a very large fortune. You might make a small fortune,
right.
but anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So let's just roll through the top 10 here real quick. Let's go. So your boy picks up the W.
Yep.
Kyle Busch second. Nothing new there. Chase Elliott in third. Logano fourth. Austin Dillon brings home a top five.
Yeah.
RCR's maybe putting the pieces together here a little bit.
Yep.
Dinger in six. And I'll be honest, I expected him to get a top 10.
So did I.
I would have been, you know, unless it was something on his own doing or something. But no, I was expecting him to get a top 10.
Yep.
And Clint Bowyer in seventh. Newman in eighth, you know. So both RCR cars, you know, top 10s. That's got to be real good good feeling for the RCR group.
Yep.
After with getting a win already this year and pulling off some top 10s. Matt Kenseth in ninth. He had a quiet day. Like, he just nickeled and dimed, like, peacefully got his way up into the top 10 throughout that race.
Yep.
And then Stenhouse bringing home 10th place finish. And like you said, Buescher in 11th and Eric Jones in 12th. Like,
yeah.
A lot of names up there that, you know.
You don't hear about all the time. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. So, speaking of Matt Kenseth, in the pre-race show, you know, I talked to him, you know, and they, you know, it's always a standard question, you know, oh, how's your car today? You know, whatever. Matt Kenseth goes, our car's not very good. He's like, yeah, and it's not often you hear somebody say
just
that.
Just blatantly
he
coming
said,
out, yeah,
it's just not good. It's just not good.
Yeah.
You know, but they managed to, you know, put together a top 10 run. So it must not have been that bad.
Horrible,
but
no. Another ho-hum day for Mr. Harvick, as we already mentioned. Finished a lap down, almost finished a lap down last week.
Yeah.
You know, since his dominance in Atlanta, to which he messed up on pit road, you know, he's really been a non-factor since.
Yeah.
So
I sometimes that stuff, it doesn't take much to just get you out of your rhythm a little bit.
Yeah.
And things start, just like when you're winning, you know, wins breed wins.
Yep, yep.
And sometimes when things go bad, they go bad in a bunch too.
Yes,
so it'll all pass.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But can I nominate a bonehead move of the race?
Oh, please.
Whoever Jamie McMurray's crew chief is, I wish I knew his name, because keeping him out there on that, we knew the tire was going down. It was smoking. It was like lap, I don't know what.
12, 13,
yeah, it wasn't much.
Know. Yeah, right? You know?
We got way long ways to go.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Seriously.
I know you don't want to give up the track position.
Well,
but
yeah, I mean, it's almost a guarantee you're going to go a lap or
all right, but
two
now,
laps down.
Yeah,
but at least you could have gotten you would have been the only car a lap down
right.
or two laps down. Caution comes out, you get
and
a lap back. I mean,
yeah.
It would have been very easy at that early in the race to get back on the lead lap. Like,
but instead of doing that, you know what his crew chief gets to do today?
What?
They're going through that car, and they're salvaging parts off of it before they go and throw it in the dump.
Yep.
Swear to God, that's exactly what they're
it.
Doing.
Yeah.
They're pulling the gauges out of it. They're pulling, you know, anything that wasn't bent, broken, or damaged in that wreck, because the car is garbage now.
Yep.
So that was a bonehead move.
Yes, sir. Tony, would you have thought six races in that Clint Bowyer would be the staple driver at Stewart House and Chase Elliott for Hendrick?
No. Chase ran pretty good, but
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
there's still some
Jimmy Johnson. I mean, I would have expected
Chase.
Yeah,
there's a couple other guys at Hendrick that are semi-fast.
Yeah. even with the standings, Tony, there's five guys in the top 10 or 15 that, you know, I get it's early and it'll probably change, but, I mean, you got Ryan Blaney.
Right. I was just going to say Ryan Blaney's in seventh. That's exactly the one that stands out to me as well. And Eric Jones in
13th. Ryan Newman. Trevor Baines in 15th.
Eric Almirola.
Yeah. I mean, there are
a lot
of guys.
Good for them. I think,
absolutely.
I think the petty stuff is getting better.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, they're down to one car. They were able to, you know, combine resources there a little bit between the two cars.
Yep.
And, you know, every once in a while, you're bound to start nickel and diming yourself.
Yeah.
You know, back
up
there.
I think they're doing pretty good. So happy for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, McMurray's still in the top 10.
Yeah.
But,
with that kind of thing, you know, and even Harvick, you know, he's still in he's in 10th in the standings right now after two horrible finishes. So that's just a product of the stage wins being very helpful.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for the stage wins that he has with these last two finishes, you know, he'd be down in the 20s in terms of standing.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Kyle Busch for a minute?
Oh, boy. Sure.
you know,
yeah, buddy.
Here's what annoys me about Kyle Busch. All right. So for starters, all right, you know, he does some cool things every now and then in terms of like, oh, all right, I think maybe this kid's coming around. And, you know, not that I'm going to root for him by any means, but maybe he'll be a little more tolerable. Why does he feel everybody needs to give him six car lengths on the track, but when he wants to go out and do something, he's just supposed to be, you know, granted, you know, full access to do whatever the hell he wants to do?
Don't you know who I am?
Seriously.
Could you move, please?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as long as he knows he's got one coming back, you know, like that's like, dude. You would have done the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Like, literally. And I guess that's just, you know, we talked at the beginning of the show. Yes, I'm being, like, so hypocritical in terms of, you know, I'm okay with Chase Elliott winning, but I'm going to complain if Kyle Busch wins. All right. And to me, this is completely different because he won't recognize the fact that he would have done the same damn thing on the track. Yeah,
he would have.
Like, just... Could you be a little more objective?
And I wonder if when he walks by the Goodyear tent, do they just flip him off?
Seriously.
When he goes by?
Right? Yeah. You know, and then he goes out and does, you know, this whole shirt thing with Joey Logano, you know, everything's great for charity. You know, that's cool. That's awesome.
Explain that to, you know, I don't know if everybody knows what he did, because I think I'll give him lots of credit for that. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Everyone remembers the scuffle they got into, and Kyle Busch came out with some shirts that said everything's great. The, you know, his little phrase that he said to the reporters the next week on the track. And so he takes it, puts it on a shirt and sells it for charity. Awesome. Very cool.
And he sold them for $22.
$22. Yes.
So,
you know, which is awesome. And I think, Tony, you're saying Logano.
Joey Logano then bought, I don't know how many hundreds of them.
Yeah.
You know, and then he sold them for charity for $18.
Awesome. See? That's fantastic.
But
that's
I wonder now, though, if Kyle's, I wonder if they're not on sale this week for $17 after Stenhouse got him, you know? So.
Seriously. Yeah. No, it's just like, dude, come on. You got a championship. You're the most winningest driver in Xfinity, and you've got a ton of wins, and you're going to be up there in the all-time win list. Yeah. Like, dude, you got moved.
He's one of the greats.
Just take it. He is.
He's legit fast.
I just, you know, like, dude, take your medicine. Like, you know, that's, you know. But anyways, I digress.
Want to hit some social media?
Yes, sir. All right, everyone. Make sure you check out our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com.
You know what? Our website's getting a lot of traffic.
It did. We had 1,200 last month. That's a record high.
Yeah. Views. And for everyone, though, go check it out, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. That's all of, I mean, our pictures. There's pictures of the man cave in there. We're posting some of your fan pictures, the fantasy leagues on there. All that stuff is on there.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You know, we're okay with that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's we try to keep up on it. And I think it's pretty, I think you did a pretty good job with that, Professor.
Oh,
I mean,
why, thank you. And you for not being a website guy or anything like that. Yeah.
And you know how much it pisses me off to agree with you.
I know. Thank you.
So, but
yeah, I put that together on a Saturday afternoon one day.
Credit where credit is due.
Thank you. Follow us on Facebook or like our page on Facebook. Excuse me. The Lap Traffic Podcast. Twitter at Lap Traffic PC. Listen to us on iTunes. Search Lap Traffic Podcast. Search NASCAR. Podbean. You know, make sure you're subscribing. Set that auto download on and make sure you got our show right when it comes up. Tony, we're only about 50 more followers away on Twitter. Before we hit 1,000 and we give away an 8x10 autograph of Martin Truex
Jr.
So make sure
really
you tell
nice
your friends.
Picture too.
I do. It's a sweet picture. It's
really
from
nice
a win. I believe it's from the Coke 600 win, or maybe it was Pocono. One of those two wins. So tell your friends, follow us on Twitter at LapTrafficPC. Let's see. Continue to send me your pictures from the races, whatever. If you were at the race or if you got a cool collection, we're going to keep, you know, we want to keep building a nice gallery on the website for everyone to check out and help get to know who, you know, each other are that, you know, that listen in.
You know, I've noticed too, now people are starting to, you know, like friends of ours and then they're, you know, then they get to talking and it's pretty cool. Community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some shout outs to some new followers on Facebook. Maria Nutta from Houston. Welcome, Maria. Zach Lesway from Novi, Michigan.
Novi, right around the corner.
Tony Thompson. I have no idea where she's from. I couldn't see it. Okay. But thanks for following the page and
welcome,
checking
guys.
Us out. On Twitter, Christian Schneider, at Kristen _ writes. She is a journalism student from Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
So welcome.
And you know what? I was talking to her, looking at some of the stuff on Twitter and seeing some of her stuff. She's really cool. So
nice.
Yeah.
Michelle Henley, at Michelle's Movie. She's from Wisconsin. You go there quite a bit, Tony.
I do.
She's a big Dale Jr. fan.
Green Bay.
Hell yeah. Richard Damron, at Kenseth7820. Big Matt Kenseth fan.
Speaking of Wisconsin, guys.
Yes. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for checking us out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see here. Also, we are looking for an idea for the Lucky Dog segment.
The Lucky Dog.
And someone, I think it was Rich, sent us an idea of we go and pick who had like the best race performance or who improved the best from the last race or something like that.
Coming from a lap down or...
Yeah.
So we're still trying to...
Yeah, we'll piece something together with some music and stuff, whatever.
We'll dial it in.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, big thanks to Hugh for sending us another goodie package.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
There was a lot of cool stuff in there.
Hugh, there's some cool stuff in there. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. Like some Neil Bonnet stuff and Terry Labonte and Daryl Waltrip stuff and... Rusty and some really cool stuff
and some wrestling stickers. Big thanks to Hugh for that. If you guys got anything you want showcased in the man cave, you feel free to send it to us. The Lap Traffic Podcast, PO Box 725275, Berkeley, Michigan 48072. Tony, on to some fantasy.
I like our fantasy league. That's good.
Big congrats to the crew chief and Cody for picking Brad Keselowski this week.
Two in a row. I've called the last two.
You have. Get ready to go on a losing streak, sir.
You know what the suck part of that is?
What?
Is I'm still not. I think I'm in third place still. I picked the last two winners clean.
Yeah.
I mean, days before.
Well, we pick them on the show.
Right, we pick them on the show. Tuesday, you know, today it's Monday, but... You know, like I haven't seen a practice lap, qualifying run, anything, and I'm picking these out.
He thinks he's that good, folks.
But whatever. I mean, you know, broken clocks, twice a day, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. But I'm like, oh man, I won twice in a row.
Yep.
I got to be moving up in the standings. Yep. I'm like, dang.
Yep.
These guys are good.
Chris and Cody have been going back and forth. Cody with his pick and win takes a 5-point lead over Chris, which is awesome. Those two guys have been going back and forth.
These guys are making me work here.
Yeah. You and Rich are tied for third.
Yeah.
I am still in last. And that's with someone, Tony, that hasn't even submitted a pick for the last 2 weeks. How bad
is that?
They've
outscored you?
Yep. Without submitting a pick. So I think maybe the person dropped out, which is totally cool. But yeah, they're still over me.
Okay.
All right. So that's...
Well, we appreciate you giving us a lead.
Hey, you're welcome.
So...
And then our Rich also, who you're tied for third with, he has finished second in the race like the last 3-4 weeks. So he's the new Kyle Larson.
He's the new Kyle Larson.
Yes. We're going to call Rich the bridesmaid.
Rich Larson.
Until he gets a win.
Rich Larson.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, you know what we said, though? I mean, you know, Kyle Larson, he'll take second place finishes all the way to the championship.
Yes, sir.
You know, so.
Until Homestead.
Yeah. Yep. And then he's got to go.
Yep. Tony, you ready to go to work? It's time for another segment of the Crew Chief Corner with the Lap Traffic's very own Crew Chief, Tony Smith. All right. Welcome to the very special fifth edition of the Crew Chief Corner with the Crew Chief, Tony Smith. If you have a question for Tony, shoot him over a tweet on his new Twitter, at Crew Chief Tony. Use the hashtag AskTheCrewChief. Tony, today's question, because it's the fifth edition, comes to us from me. Tony, we've had some issues with some crew chiefs lately.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we have.
Suarez just drops out of the blue.
Poof.
Crew chief.
Yeah.
Harvick, Rodney Childers was out this week because they dropped the appeal for the lug nut.
Yep.
Keselowski, Paul Wolf, they go ahead with the appeal. Lets him be on the box this week for the win. Tony, there's lots of crew chief issues.
There is lots of crew chief issues, and it's something near and dear to my heart. But, you know, it's such an integral part. I mean, it's NASCAR's a team sport. I mean, you have your driver out there, but it is a huge team sport, right from the fabricators to the truck drivers to, you know, to everything all the way across the board. And it's crazy to see so many crew chiefs out, suspended, moved around, and it's kind of strange. Suarez, that surprised everyone. That surprised Suarez, and I'm sure it did. You know, maybe, you know.
Did you? There hasn't been a full reason, right?
No.
I mean, I know there's been speculation, but there's nothing that came out.
No. Part of me wants to say he's going to do something super secret with Carl Edwards. But no. Hopefully, whatever the reason is, they said it's personal issues, and God bless him and his family.
Or
and I hope,
anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I just, whatever. I hope that whatever that is, I hope that, that clears himself up, because I know that Suarez needs it. He relies on that guy. That's the guy that he goes to. That's the guy that he talks to during the race.
Yeah.
That's the guy he's building a bond with, and he's struggling. Oh, no, not real bad, but I mean, it's a learning curve for sure in your first year, and to not have that is big. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, like Penske, Brad Keselowski and Paul Wolf, they work really well together. They came like through Xfinity, they worked really well together. And to not have him there is a big thing, but you know, he's there this week.
Yeah,
and good things happen.
Yeah.
Now the strange thing is, and I'm sure that NASCAR will never release any of this, but so he took a suspension. He's okay. All right, we're going to go with this. But then the more data came out about it, because this was a weights and measures thing, like how they measured the car is what they didn't like a couple weeks ago. But more information came out about that, and Penske said, "Oh no, we're appealing that."
Yeah.
And came back, and just having him there, even if he does ultimately get suspended, but if you can fight for every minute you can get your crew chief
absolutely
on the box, you know, Rodney Childers, big one right there, you know, but you know, fighting City Hall on a lug nut issue is,
well, that's, you know, the overturn of appeals is you know, the percentage is
small,
so small.
So that's what surprised me. Actually, that's what stood out to me on the Penske thing, because it's not normal. Once you have your guy out and he's going to be suspended, whatever, and then they found out a little more about this and they went, whoa, hold on, we're going to throw the challenge flag on this one,
right?
And I don't know. So then Dinger finally, he's going to get a good run this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crew chief back after the lug nut issue.
You know, we got three races for lug nuts.
Yeah,
God, that's
yeah.
Assault, I hope they readdress that.
Assault
in the off
is okay. Like, all that, you know, we've been over all that.
Yeah,
but,
God, yeah.
It's, but you know,
it's just, it's baffling to
so
me.
So this week's edition, short and sweet, is you got to take care of the crew chief, guys. Just as much as the crew chief takes care of you in that seat. You got to do what you can to keep him in that seat as well.
It's funny, you know, when you put it that way, you got to take care of the crew chief too. You know, Jimmy Johnson, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, you know, they brought that car in because they knew the lug nuts weren't tight. And it means a lot more to have Chad Knaus up on that box than for Jimmy to be a lap down.
Yeah.
You know, it makes more sense to think long-term picture on that. Hey, let's correct this now, and let's not hope, you know, that NASCAR dings us at the end. And, you know, so that's, you're right. You got to take care and protect.
So to wrap it up, everybody's got to work together. NASCAR is an ultimate team sport. It doesn't seem like it when they're one-on-one out there on the track, but it is an ultimate team sport. You got to take care of everybody, and especially you got to take care of that crew chief too. So hashtag trust the crew chief.
Hell yeah. All right, Tony. So, some odds for us here. So, last week, and I'm assuming this is going to be...
Your odds were off, you guessed.
So, they were off from a number stance, but in terms of the favorite, my odds in turn that they were on from that standpoint.
Yeah.
So, last week for Martinsville, like I said, you know, I love to be able to give you guys odds. I really enjoy that part of, you know, the sports aspect of things. But they weren't published. And now that we're even doing this on Monday night this week, they're not published.
Definitely
either.
Not, yeah.
So, all right. So last week, I put Denny Hamlin at plus 350, and he was actually plus 850.
That surprised me that it was that high.
I was too.
Being a repeat winner.
Yeah. Jimmy Johnson, I put at plus 450. He was at plus 850 as well. Harvick, I had at plus 500. He was came in at plus 1200. So I was way off on that one. And Junior, I put at plus 650. You know, repeat winner. That would have been the race, a good breakout race. And they had him at plus 2500, which is extremely high, but
yeah,
obviously not because he wrecked and didn't finish well. I did not set an odd for your boy. But he was at plus 650. So yeah, $100 bet would have won you 650 there, yeah, sir. So here we are headed into Texas. I sat down this afternoon during my lunch and put together some odds, Tony.
Dude, doing your odds.
So here's what I got. I got Kyle Busch at plus 450. I got Brad Keselowski at plus 550. Got Kevin Harvick at plus 900. Got Jimmy Johnson at plus 1100, and I got Matt Kenseth at plus 1500. What do you think there, sir?
Good. Well, it's hard to, you know, vote against, you know, Kyle and Brad.
Yes.
Obviously, those guys are running really well. Harvick should run really well there.
Yes.
I don't think that'll be, you know, Jimmy Johnson, I still don't know. I mean,
yep,
he's still, as strange as that is to say, I just don't know what we have there.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Kenseth is, you know, he's always going to make a good showing. Can he win? I don't know. Gibbs hasn't, you know, I don't know. They haven't really shown
right
that much speed,
no,
just yet.
Nope.
So,
nope.
You want to, who's your pick? Who's your fantasy pick this week?
Tony.
Yep.
Make yours first. I'm literally arguing with myself right
okay,
now.
Okay, well.
Who
all right,
do you
well,
have? Not
so,
to put you on
all right,
the spot.
So, no, that's okay. No, so I'm in third, and I'm trying to catch these dudes, man. These man, some
Cody
these,
and Chris, man.
Man. These, man, these dudes are rich.
Yeah,
riding my man. He,
yeah.
I can't clear him.
Yeah,
you know he's he won't let me. He won't let me move down to the low line here.
No, nope.
But I've been whipping this horse pretty hard here, man. I got to
yes,
get
sir
off the Keselowski and Elliott and
yes, you
mix
do
it up since we have 30 more races to go or
yeah,
something, right?
Yeah, five, yeah, yeah. You only get
yeah
to use your driver
yeah,
five times.
Yeah. I've already gone there,
and that's self policing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll play by the rules. That's fine.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go with Truex.
Truex.
Yep.
All right. Wow. All right. Well, that's who I was that's who I was arguing with. So I'm not picking who you're picking because I got work to do in this league. So I'm going to take Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
You know what? And it's funny because you had asked me how many times you've taken Keselowski, and you've taken him three times already. And this is going to be my third time taking Jimmy Johnson.
He hasn't scored a point for you yet, has he? Oh, you got five?
No, he did. He got me five.
Oh, did he get you the five?
The five. Yeah, five I had.
Yeah, that five. Okay.
So I mean, he's bound. I keep saying it every time I pick him. Like,
well,
hey,
he is.
He's bound to hit me on one of these here. So, but so I'm going with Jimmy Johnson. No stranger to Texas.
Yeah, and I think Truex will run well, and
Truex
I think
will run
since
well
we're going to give away this this cool 8x10.
Yes, I would think by this weekend we're giving that bad boy away.
Yeah, that's a done deal. So,
yes, sir.
So that's who I'm going with. Speaking
right
of speaking of social media, want to hit it one more time?
Yes, sir. LapTrafficPodcast.com. Check out our website. Like our page on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at LapTrafficPC. Download us on iTunes or Podbean and send us your pictures and all that kind of fun stuff. So here's to another good week next week, sir.
Heck yeah. So, next week we'll be covering Texas fantasy results, and I'm sure there'll be more fireworks in Texas as there always is.
Absolutely.
So, hey, thanks again, everybody, for joining us. Episode number 16 in the books, Lap Traffic Nation. We will talk to you later.
See ya.